Welcome to American Medicine Today, presented by the Bonatti Spine Institute, featuring internationally acclaimed inventor of the Bonatti spine procedures, Alfred Bonatti, MD. Here, your host, Kimberly Bermel Bonatti, and co-host Ethan Euchre.
Welcome to American Medicine Today. I'm Kimberly Bermel Bonatti, alongside Ethan Euchre and world-renowned orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Alfred Bonatti. So, Doc, you've been treating spines for decades. Why don't you talk about some of the most common conditions that we treat?
Well, it's very difficult to see right now what are the conditions on the spine that we need to treat, because the advances of the field is very fast, and at the same time, with a lot of new things that we are constantly observing, that they were treating in a wrong way or they were not treated at all.
Okay.
And with that is the opportunity for us to try to produce some results in people that they were told that nothing can be done for them.
Sure.
One of the most important things that I see in the practice is the fact that the patients come to us today with type of a report that nothing can be done for me.
Why do you think that is?
I think it's because everybody is looking at the spine, but the way that they're looking at the spine, in my view, is wrong. When Mother Nature creates something that moves, it's because it needs to move.
Right.
And if you create a system that doesn't move, something is going to pay for that. And usually is everybody knows after the fusion, above the fusion, below the fusion, you have problems.
Correct.
But it's not only that. It's just the amount of surgery that you require to do that. And I know I maybe make industry uncomfortable with my comments. I maybe do surgeons uncomfortable with my comments because the industry is constantly every day creating new tools. If you need to take 20 tools every month to correct one problem that the other 20 tools didn't correct, something's wrong.
Yes.
Okay. So we have a battalion of new products in the spine.
Yes.
That they don't really work.
No, and some are hideous torture devices. Have you seen some of these spacers, disc replacements, these god-awful screws and plates, highly invasive tools?
I just have a friend in South America who had a spine surgery years ago, and he was totally debilitated, tremendous amount of back pain, and didn't really want to come to the United States, so decided to do a procedure in Chile. And went there, and they have 8-hour surgery to remove the plates and the screws that they were placed on his back.
8 hours.
Yeah, but at the same time, the surgery was done from the front, from the back, from the side.
Why?
Because sometimes to take these tools, they are not so easy to remove. And then you need to remove some screws. You may just go to the back, but if you have fusions on the front or screws on the front, then you need to go in the abdomen. And sometimes you have a lateral type of approach. I never experienced that type of surgery when I was in training. So I did fusions, I did laminectomies and foraminoplasties and things like that. But we never had the amount of tools that are in the market today. But when I look at those tools, I just don't know why they were created. The number one is the product in everyone is to create a stability on the vertebras. The vertebras, they need to move.
Yes.
So the fact is, once you do the fusion, whatever the tool that you use, you're going to have complications. And usually, after the surgery, in a couple of years, you have problems.
Correct, because one-level fusions fail over 65% of the time, and 2-3-level fusions fail 85% of the time. And even that minuscule percentage of people that claim that they're good, all of a sudden, within a couple years, those start to fail. So it's a really grim outlook when you start talking about fusions.
Unfortunately, not only that. The major trouble is we keep doing it.
The industry keeps doing it, not you.
Well, I understand that. But what I'm saying, the medical community continues doing it. Mm-hmm. And I'm part of the medical community. I don't do that, so I fight that one because I see the results that they have. Now, what is the solution? I am going to say something very egotistic.
Okay.
And at the same time, I feel very proud of it.
Yes.
We have patients that they come to us in an unbelievable numbers that they had no relief of pains. And we were able to create tools that they are minimally invasive tools, mm-hmm. just small, like the small little drills, like the dentist and things like that.
Yes.
And we can control the pain. It's amazing to see people that they are in wheelchairs or people that they are in a lot of pain.
Yes.
That their lives are practically destroyed. Mm-hmm. They can be better. They can become better again.
Right. They can become fully functional human beings instead of being trapped to these devices.
That's correct. But the problem is the recognition of that is very important.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to work with the university to give us information about the results of our own data.
Right.
And then they are copulating this data and putting things together.
Mm-hmm.
The initial report that we're going to publish in the next maybe 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But the initial report is so overwhelming.
Yes.
Because the results show that what we said is correct.
Yes.
Not only the patients don't need to be 6 to 8 months in pain,
mm-hmm.
and then after that, the screws in place become loose, and now you have another problem in another surgery.
Sure.
This plan that we have, the way that we treat our patients, we can recover our patients totally.
Yes.
In probably 2 or 3 surgeries.
Strength and motion back, no hardware, quick recovery, quick return to work.
And that happens not one time.
Over and over.
It's over and over and over.
Yes.
To really an exhausting type of approval because mm-hmm. the medical staff that work with us, unfortunately, we have problems with medical staff today because COVID eliminated part of my people.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the people that were with me for years, they retired or they didn't want to continue working on it. Then we hire other new people.
Right.
When you hire new people, you need to train the new people. And sometimes
sure.
we don't have time to do that. So there are people that they are constantly being hired and being fired. So we have a little bit of a situation where we're selecting people that can work with us at the quality that we need.
Right.
Well, the problem is these people can see how good mm-hmm. are the results.
Yes.
Well, now we need to see that the university approved those results so we can publish.
All right. Well, we already know we're beyond a couple times over what they require. Make sure you stay tuned. Coming up after the break, our favorite human being, Dr. Salvatore Giorgiani Jr. He'll be back to discuss what's going on with the origins of COVID. Stay tuned. You're listening to American Medicine Today.